AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden wants Egypt and Qatar to press for a hostage exchange deal with Israel. The AP's Sagar Meghani has the story.
It comes a day after the president urged Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a deal.
Let's get this done. Let's get a deal in place so that we can get a ceasefire for a matter of weeks in place.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the hostages need to get home after being held for 6 months. A senior administration official says the president has written to Egypt and Qatar's leaders urging a deal and says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan will meet Monday with relatives of some of the more than 100 estimated hostages believed to still be in Gaza. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Israeli military says two officers have been dismissed. Three have been reprimanded for their roles in the recent Gaza strikes. The president was in Baltimore today. He saw the effort to clear away what he called the mangled mess of remains of the collapsed Key Bridge.
From the air, I saw the bridge that's been ripped apart. But here on the ground, I see a community that's been pulled together.
The president met with families of the victims of the collapse. The bodies of only two of the six who died have been recovered. A strong jobs report from the Labor Department. More than 300,000 jobs were added last month.
This is just a very solid number. I think this is the kind of jobs report that the Federal Reserve wants to see. We did see the unemployment rate decline slightly, and that's also good news.
PNC Financial's Gus Fauché expects an interest rate cut in June. It doesn't happen much on the East Coast, but people in Philadelphia, New York, and elsewhere felt a 4.8 magnitude earthquake. Seema Sethi was in her fifth grade class in New York City.
The ground was shaking, and I didn't hear necessarily as much the rumbling, but it was still scary.
This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street Friday following a hot U.S. jobs report. The S&P 500 jumped 1.1%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 307 points, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 1.2%. U.S. employers added a surprisingly strong number of jobs in March, while modest gains in wages eased some fears of a renewed spike in inflation. Wall Street is still betting the Federal Reserve will start cutting interest rates in June. Treasury yields rose in the bond market, oil rose slightly, and gold prices continued their recent rally. Damian Troisi, New York.
Prices in Argentina are soaring for mosquito repellent. Shops across Buenos Aires saw their supply plummet this year as dengue fever cases surged, sending parents and children on feverish hunts for repellent. The Argentine government lifted mosquito repellent import requirements to boost supply during its worst dengue outbreak in recent memory. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.